Vaiche Kurwa.
Nice. So you're going to be doing the same thing as this morning? So if you weren't here this morning, tough luck. So yeah, where is it? Page 2, wasn't it? Page 2. To the founder, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, Sugata, knower of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. To the founder, the endowed, the transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, Sugata, knower of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. To the founder, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, Sugata, knower of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. When, O Supreme amongst humans, you were born in this world, you paced out 7 times and said, I am supreme in this world. To you who are wise then, I prostrate. With pure bodies, form supremely pure, wisdom, ocean like golden moon, fame of blazing three worlds, winner of the best, Lord, to you I prostrate. Within the supreme sun, color like gold, to you I prostrate. Dusty like you, the three worlds are not. Incomparably wise one, to you I prostrate. The Savior having great compassion, the founder having all understanding, the field of merit with qualities like a vast ocean, to you, the one gone to thusness, I prostrate. The purity that frees from one from attachment, the virtue that frees one from the lower realms, the one to the Dharma that pacifies, I prostrate. Those who are liberated and who also show the path to liberation, the holy field qualified with realizations, who are devoted to the moral precepts, to you, the sublime community intending virtue, I prostrate. Homage to the Supreme Buddha, homage to the Dharma, refuge, homage to the great Sangha, to all three ever devout homage, to all worthy of respect, bound with bodies as many as all realms' atoms, in all aspects, with supreme faith, I pray. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star of visual aberration, a flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud. See conditioned things as thus. Through this means may sentient beings attain the rank of all-seeing, subdue the foes of foes, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging sickness and death. So we'll do the Lama Sangye. Oh. By the power of truth of the three jewels, of the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, by the power of the great might of the completed two collections, and of the completely pure, inconceivable sphere of reality, may all these offerings become just so. Assembling prayer. You lions among humans, gone to freedom in the present, past, and future, in the world of ten directions, to all of you with body, speech, and sincere mind, I bow down. With the energy of aspiration, with Bodhisattva wave, with a sense of deep respect, and with as many bodies as atoms of the world, to all you Buddhas, visualize as real, I bow down. On every atom are Buddhas, numberless as atoms, yes, it is the host of Bodhisattvas, and I am confident the sphere of all phenomena is entirely filled with Buddhas in this way. With infinite oceans of praise for you and oceans of sound from the aspects of my voice, I sing the breathtaking excellence of Buddhas and celebrate all you have gone to bliss. Beautiful flowers and regal garlands, sweet music, scented oils and parasols, sparkling lights and divine incense I offer to you, victorious ones. Fine dress and fragrant perfume, sandalwood, power, heat hides, Mount Meru. All wondrous offerings in spectacular array I offer to you, victorious ones. The transcendent offerings, peerless and vast, to profound admiration for all the Buddhas. The strength of conviction in the successful way I offer and bow down to all victorious ones. Every harmful action that I have done with my body, speech, and mind, overwhelmed by attachment, anger, and confusion, all these I openly lay bare before you. I lift up my heart and cherish in all positive attention of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of ten directions. The subject realizes he is still training and those beyond, and of all ordinary beings. You are the bright lights of world in ten directions, who have attained a Buddha's truth. All you who are my guides, please turn the stream wheel of Dharma. With palms together, I earnestly request you who may actualize Parinirvana, please stay with us for eons, numerous as atoms of the world, for the happiness and well-being of all wanderers in samsara. Whatever slight positive potential I may have created, for paying homage, offering, and acknowledging my faults, rejoicing and requesting that the Buddhas teach, I now dedicate all this for full awakening. Long mandala offering. Yeah, I love it. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure Guru. Great devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great strength. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly day and night takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful to abandon even the slightest of negativity and accomplish all virtuous deeds. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of keeping the Brahmacharya vows, please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all my creature beings. Bless me to see this train of Supreme Bodhicitta and bear the responsibility of reading Vaikuntha beings. Even if I develop only Bodhicitta without practicing the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the Bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of Kambadi. Having become a pure vessel by training, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the Supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have become perfect, please bless me to pray. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. By that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice that long life. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. By completing the qualities of stages and path, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. So now we go to the main prayers for the practice. So the first thing that we have on page one is going for refuge and generating bodhicitta. So please, when reciting this, remember the explanation that I gave this morning. And then think you arise in a moment as the venerable Tara with the yellow body and two arms. We only need to generate the vase one time, so since we did that this morning, we don't need to do that this session. And then for blessing the offerings, as we found this morning, we don't actually have that in our English version of the text, but I explained how to meditate, so please do that meditation while I'm reciting these words in Tibetan. Thank you.
아니 초인 게 타니스 아니 아 조반비야 당간이 연락도 미고는 사장 계약이 대오도 재미게 공야 다당기 공티기 원하시
좀더야 돼. Now we'll be inviting the refuge the objects for accumulating merit, and in their presence we will make offerings and then accumulate merit and purify by way of the seven limb practice, and then that would be followed by the four limitless thoughts, the four immeasurable thoughts, just like this morning.
No.
Light shines from a moon disc at my heart, inviting Golden Tara, whose crown is adorned by the Guru appearing as Amitabha, surrounded by the host of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Om Arya Tare Sabare Vare Aragam Bhati Sahun Soha Om Arya Tare Sabare Vare Aragam Bhati Sahun Soha Om Arya Tare Sabare Vare Ube Bhati Sahun Soha Om Arya Tare Sabare Vare Ube Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and mentally imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time, and rejoice in all the deeds of holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence, and turn the wheel of the Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
And that was on the Jumden did you song bees, honey? A chutella, Jutanta, take by Chimbot, take by Chumus, and he knows it, Ni Yongo in Baris.
Of the Buddha's teachings, there are like two groups, two types. We have the Mahayana teachings, the teachings of the universal vehicle, and then the Hinayana teachings, the teachings of the lesser vehicle.
Ani tigwa chimbo tala, nang si his, you paru to chimbi tigwa dangs, dribu doji tigwa as ni yung.
And within the universal vehicle teachings, we have the causal vehicle of the, which is called the perfection vehicle, and then we have the resultant Vajrayana vehicle.
Modati cheba the kandi cheba said, chedu cheba, and the rang chiuta.
And
shukwa mienpa shukwa yo yinpa sirwa.
And the difference between these different vehicles is that a person who practices only in order to achieve their own personal liberation is called a practitioner of the lesser vehicle, the Hinayanist.
The Tewasi Adata, Kurdu Cher Tumatuki Kajaris, Rang Yuda, Chedu, Tarvaton, the Nirku Yoriva, Rangdon Yuda, Kurdu Cher Tumke, Kutaniki Chan, the Tewak members, Hiva members, Tewachong.
No. And when we use this this term vehicle, it has the idea of what kind of responsibility you're able to take upon yourself. So the person of the lesser vehicle is only able to take upon themselves the responsibility of achieving their own personal liberation just for themselves. And when we're talking about the great vehicle, the universal vehicle, the Mahayana, then we're talking about somebody who's not just taking responsibility for themselves. They are rather they're intent on liberating all sentient beings from all their suffering and leading them to the state of enlightenment, and so they, because they have that, they've taken that responsibility upon themselves, then they intend on achieving liberation or enlightenment for the sake of all beings.
The time changing it up, and but they were to be curted and rank a chair while you do that. Can't chair your curtain? I think Jackson would have what is it?
When we consider taking responsibility for all sentient beings, accomplishing or establishing them in happiness, benefiting all of them, because they're such a vast number. Vast number of beings. From this point of view, since you're taking responsibility for all of them, then from that point of view, we use the expression the great vehicle or the universal vehicle.
That then, you paro de chimbi tigwa da ribu doje tigwa ni chebarte da lai nan jor gomju yo mek chani imbaris.
So lai nan jor chani de. Now the difference between the causal perfection vehicle and the resultant vajra vehicle, vajrayana, is that is in terms of whether or not there is the practice of the deity yoga. They are the same from the point of view, since they are both they're both part of the universal vehicle. They're the same from the point of view of being intent on achieving the same goal, namely the Dharmakaya or body of truth, and the Rupakaya or the body of form.
So
when we talk about the body of truth, then we're talking about a phenomenon or a state which is like an ultimate freedom from all of the obscurations, and the where one has the omniscient mind that is able to realize all phenomena, directly realize all phenomena, the ultimate and conventional phenomena. And the principal cause for achieving that body of truth, that Dharmakaya, is meditating on emptiness on the basis of, or in the context of having achieved, or sorry, in other words, combined with the shamatha or quiescence or calm abiding. So now, having realized emptiness, and then if one continues to meditate on that emptiness, then ultimately one would be free of all of the various obscurations of the mind, and so that freedom of obscurations is called non-abiding or non-abiding nirvana. So that so it's the this expression, the non-abiding nirvana, is posited from that point of view. And then when your mind has become free of these the knowledge obscurations, the most subtle kind of obscuration, then you're able to realize all phenomena, everything which exists, very, very clearly, just like a particular kind of fruit, which is like transparent, put on the palm of your hand. So the principal cause then for achieving that Dharmakaya, the truth body, is meditating on emptiness, and so this that practice is referred to as the collection, the accumulation of the primordial wisdom. And that's something which is the same for the causal vehicle, the causal, the perfection vehicle, and the resultant Vajra vehicle. Both of them have need to do that. So in actual fact, then the difference between these two vehicles, the causal and resultant vehicle, is in terms of the way that they practice the cause for achieving the form body. In the causal perfection vehicle, the way in which one creates the cause for the form body is by, for example, when the guru is going away somewhere, then accompanying the guru away, then when the guru is coming, then greeting the guru, and benefiting sentient beings by helping them out of dangerous, fearful situations, practicing generosity to them in various ways, and so on. And in this way, accumulating merit. And so it's through accumulating merit in that way that the cause for achieving the form body is created. So that's the way in the perfection, the causal perfection vehicle, that one creates the cause to achieve that form body, which has the 80 signs and 32 marks. And so then in the resultant Vajra vehicle, the way that one practices the cause, creates the cause for achieving that ultimate, that final resultant form body, is by meditating on in a way which is similar to having actually achieved such a form in the present, even before one's actually achieved it. Therefore, when we're practicing the Kriya Tantra, the action Tantra, like here, then the way that one creates the cause for achieving the Dharmakaya, the truth body, is by meditating on emptiness. And then the way that we create the cause for achieving the form body, the Rupakaya, is by meditating on the deity body, or the body having the same aspect as the enlightened form. So in other words, there are these two yogas. There's the yoga of meditating on emptiness and the yoga of meditating on the deity's body, which we call the deity yoga. So actually that's referred to as meditating on emptiness and meditating on the deity yoga. And then reciting mantra is the special cause for achieving the Buddha's speech, and the way that this is done is by stopping all of the coming and going of air from the body, because what this means is that besides the air coming and going as we're breathing in and out through the mouth and through the nose and so on, there's also a certain degree of air coming and going through the pores of the body. So stopping all of the coming and going of the air, and then remaining within that state, reciting and meditating on the mantra.
chū tham che rāng yī jī mā rū bā rī bā tā rāng wūni mā rū bā bē tōng wā nyī jī nā bā rī nā gōm gō yō yī bā rī tōng jī gōm sē dī rū bā tā
So the kōna tī tī
rī sā chū tham che rā bā tā mēng kāng tōk wī bā rī tā wā sā mā tō tōng rāng wūni rū bā dō tsam yā mē nyā mē gō nī tī nī bā rī
And then by the way of meditating on emptiness is by thinking that all phenomena, that means absolutely everything which exists, is merely imputed by the mind and empty of any existence from its own side, even the single atom, everything is lacking in even a single atom of particle of existence from its own side. And within that understanding, stopping all conventional appearances and meditating on emptiness with the aspect of to the mind of like empty space. Because when one is practicing this at this level of tantra, then one needs to prevent or stop all ordinary appearances and all ordinary thoughts. So within that then, where you're meditating on emptiness with the aspect or the appearance to the mind of being like empty space, then one generates the appearance of the deity, and so what is what we need to understand at that point is that in terms of what one's mind is understanding or ascertaining, you should think that your mind is ascertaining emptiness, so that's what's being ascertained. In terms of what's appearing to the mind, the deity's body is what is appearing. In this way, by from the side of the of what's being ascertained or realized by the mind, being emptiness. So meditating in that way, one accumulates the collection of like the deeper wisdom or the primordial wisdom. And then from the side of what's appearing, since what's appearing is the form of the deity, then in that way one is accumulating the merit. In this way, one single mind is accumulating the wisdom, and it's also accumulating merit. In other words, in one mind, these two are combined. Another way of putting that is that in one mind, you have both method and wisdom. That's the like the special unique attribute of the Vajra vehicle, and that mind which we've just been talking about, which in which the collection of primordial wisdom and merit are present, or that one mind in which the method of wisdom are present, that's also referred to by the term the awakening mind.
Oh, sami gola an ba tongjang je se tongwa ti ngang le se tene ngengor tongni ngi gi bi hala ane nangor tene ha ji takwe gi ha da ane chodi la so bi na ba hyara mo ne gom ya dim je tene se la ne de yong kyo yi bar sa
And in actual fact, whether we're generating the the deity or whether we're generating the offerings, blessing and you know, generating the offerings, then you need to have these two points present, two things present. One is from the perspective of what's being ascertained, what your mind is realizing is emptiness. Then from the perspective of what's appearing, whether it's the deity's form, the various offerings, that's what's appearing.
No. Yudhi kumma, lami dardu chi nanda kyerum da zoglum siya kecha mangwa yor sirwa. Ta kamdir, zogo zogo dorje tikwa siya nyamsi lenyak lamta tindisi yinbari sirwa.
Now if we were to go into the Vajra vehicle ways of practicing in more detail, then we would be talking about the completion stage and generation stage and so on. Be that as it may, anyway, here you have a general idea of the characteristics or the specific the special practices of the Vajra vehicle in general. And so where we've reached in the sadhana is on page 2, and you can see the mantra there, Om Soba Vasudha Savadama Soba Vasudha Ham. So here what is happening is that you, as you recite this mantra, then you think that oneself and also everything else that exists, the entire environment and everything within it, all of the beings within it and everything else, and including depending upon where you are in the practice, the offerings and the deities or the Buddhas and so on, which are the depending on which we accumulate merit and so forth, that all of these are merely imputed by the mind and are lacking in even a single particle of existence from their own side. So that's what your mind is understanding, that's what your mind is realizing or ascertaining. So within the mind ascertaining that emptiness of the existence from its own side of all those objects, all those things, then the various objects like offerings and so forth are generated. So now, if you look at that line where it says, from within the sphere of emptiness, so when it talks about the sphere of emptiness, that's talking about, that's that's referring to what we were just talking about. So this is it's about your realization of emptiness in the way that I described. And then when it says within that sphere of emptiness, so while ascertaining, while at the same time ascertaining or realizing emptiness, then the letter bum appears, and that bum transforms into a lotus, just like it says here. Then upon that there is the letter R, which transforms into a moon cushion. Then above that, what is actually one's own mind, and actually maybe more specifically, it's, or more precisely, it's one's very subtle mind and lung, or you know, like energy or wind. So it's actually that, but in the form of a letter tam, and that tam, where it says anyway, the actual color of it is like red yellow, so you could call it orange. So it's an orange colored letter tam. In actual fact, if you think about it, when it says red yellow, or like a mixture of red and yellow, that's like a saffron color. So you could say gold, golden in the sense of golden colored syllable tam. And so this is all appearing in one's place. In other words, where you're sitting, where you're meditating. So that's dissolved into emptiness. And this is all appearing, the bum and then the ah and so on in one's place. So that tam then transforms into the tara. One transforms into tara, and as it says, your color is like a golden color, and your face is smiling, and your right hand is in the mudra or gesture of supreme generosity, and at the same time holding a prosperity vase. Then your left hand is in the mudra of bestowing refuge.
No.
So you have to watch.
No.
So that's the when it says the what you call it, the gesture of the of refuge, bestowing refuge, or the three jewels. So this is the gesture anyway. So you're holding the thumb and the ring finger, and then the other three are sort of like standing up.
Then Rumboji Ujin Indian Laso Veda, Rumboji Jen Nasoji and Jemba, Parasambo Ujin, Toyota Mayo.
And so, without going into this in great detail, you are adorned by various various types of jewelry, and you're wearing robes of silk, which includes having silken. Upper garment and a silken lower garment. And then you have the 32 the major marks and the 18
minor signs.
Then, what was that?
karse.
Jesus.
Tak kuli ga chevi.
And so your light is radiating out from your body, and that means that you're like there in a sphere of light, or you have this aura of light, and your right hand is your right leg is stretched out, and the left is pulled inwards, drawn in. Then at your crown you have your crown is marked by the letter Om, your throat is marked by the letter A, and your heart is marked by the letter Hum. White, red, and blue. Now also at your heart there is the letter Tam, so if you're able to meditate in such a way that you see you have the both the letter Tam and the letter Hum there in the same place without being mixed, then that's good. Either that, or you can think that since on the top of the letter Hum there is a zero or a circle, and also on top of the letter Tam there is a circle, you can think that the Hum is inside the circle of the Tam, or that the Tam is in the circle of the Hum. Either way. Ganga Drama Sabu Gita number. And then, from the Hum at your heart, light shines out, inviting all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, along with all of the initiating deities of the five families, in the aspect of this golden colored Tara. Okay, I got that mixed up. When you're you're inviting the wisdom beings, when you're inviting all of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, those are the wisdom beings, and those you invite in the aspect of the golden colored Tara. You're also inviting all of the initiating deities, and those you don't need to think of in the those are like the initiating deities of the five Buddha families, and you don't need to meditate on them in the aspect of Tara. And so then where it says Om Vajrasamaya Zahum Bamhum, so then you think that all of those, that vast number of the wisdom beings all merge into one and then enter into you through the crown of one's head? No. And then you think that you became inseparable from them.
And then
you should think that you're then it says I request all the Tathagatas, right? So what that means is that at this point you're requesting the initiating deities to grant initiation. As it says, just like you requested, the initiating deities accept, and then they say, just as all the Tathagatas granted ablution at the time of the Buddha's birth, likewise do we now grant ablution with the pure nectar of the gods, and then they recite this mantra, Om Savatataka Apike Kata Samaya Shriye Hum. And when they're reciting that, then it's just like, they're initiating you, just like it's like taking a shower, like this, it's like that, you know, so this, they're initiating, pouring the initiating water onto you.
What tell you that? Uncle Rondu, Uncle Chuvitin, Uncle Chutus of Ernie, Luigi Nang Tamje Kang, Tama Tamje Taps, and the Chul Hamaya Chutu, the Dodok in Chirwa, the Panjurwa Chenis, then Rigda, Wabeji Ujima, what did our situation say?
Then the initiating water enters you through the crown of your head and completely fills up your body and completely purifies you and then overflows, and the overflow forms up into the lord of the family, which is Amitabha Buddha, on the crown of your head. So roughly speaking, that's what's happening during this this part of the sadhana.
Om soba va
chuta sava dhamma soba va chuto ham. All phenomena are empty of inherent existence. Everything becomes empty. From within the sphere of emptiness, there appears the syllable Pam. This transforms into a lotus bearing the syllable A. A transforms into a radiantly white moon-like cushion that covers the stamen of the lotus. Above this is the golden-colored Tam, the sound of which is the resonance of the nature of my own mind. Light radiates forth from the Tam, delighting all the enlightened beings and fulfilling the needs of all living beings. From this Tam, I instantly transform into a holy golden Tara, whose mind is beyond samsara. My body is golden in color, and my mind, my face reflects a warmly serene smile. My right hand is in the mudra of and holds a prosperity vase. My left hand is in the mudra of bestowing refuge. The thumb and ring finger of my left hand holds the stem of an upala flower that opens into a blossom above my left shoulder. I am clothed in single garments and adorned by precious ornaments. I see my face is serene yet vivacious. Having attained immortality, I have an arm at my chakra, A at my throat chakra, and Hum at my heart chakra. Light shines forth with a Hum at Golden Tara's heart, inviting the wisdom and initiating deities from their natural abodes. Om Vajra Samaya Dza Dza Ho Bam Ho. The wisdom and the Samaya beings become inseparable. I request all the Tathagatas, please bestow the empowerment upon me, the initiating deities of Rai, just as all the Tathagatas granted ablution at the moment of Buddha's birth. Likewise do we now grant ablution with the pure nectar of the gods. Om Sava Tathagata Abhigi Gata Samaya Chiyahum. As the mantra is recited, they grant the initiation, completely filling my body with nectar and purifying me of stains. The excess nectar flowing on my crown transforms into Amitabha Buddha, who becomes my crown ornament. And when we recite this verse at the top of page 4, then we should think that the praise and prostration is being made to oneself, and now visualized as Tara. Homage to you who are able to summon all the directional guardians and their retinues, frowning and shaking with the letter Hum. You rescue all from their misfortune. Then making offerings. Strictly speaking, because we're making offerings here, then at this point we need the blessing of the offerings. And so, just like before, since we don't have all of this, we don't all have this to recite, we'll do the same as before. I'll recite and you do the meditation. So we have the two offerings that are made are the two waters, then the five other offerings, and then also we have the five other offerings in here, and then we have the seven limb prayer just like before. The difference here is that you emanate the offering goddesses from your heart, and the offerings are made to oneself. Here in this path we have the bringing the bringing the desire objects into the path. So this is what we're doing here. We're emanating these goddesses that are making the offerings to oneself, and one enjoys them oneself.
Om Ayatare Sabare Vare Padyam Pate Sahasoha Om Ayatare Sabare Vare Pyuve Pate Sahasoha Om Ayatare Sabare Vare Dube Pate Sahasoha Om Ayatare Sabare Vare Aloke Pate Sahasoha Om Ayatare Sabare Vare Gende Pate Sahasoha Om Ayatare Sabare Vare Nyote Pate Sahasoha Om Ayatare Sabare Vare Chapta Pate Sahasoha.
Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actions, and things. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since the beginning of time, and rejoice in all the deeds of holy and ordinary beings. Please remain till the end of psychic existence, and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. If you're going to do the meditation on divine pride and clear appearance, it's at this point that you do that meditation mainly. And when doing this meditation, if at a certain point you become tired, then by way of a rest, then you recite the mantra.
Ranyalarsabi Tukadans and Chaka Pamba Tusunanda 아니 나비 된지 다 된지 된다다 아 되는 바르세 아 다 담이 양나 이게 홍이치 아 뒤인 탄고르드든 아 낙등크 고르데바지 대리가다 오세 아 마르오 짝주다고 안 쪽준투 감숨지 다 제구 다 요새가 안 지금 아 진올롱 쪽 무슨 속아세 남문도 단 노드나 닉테당 닉텔린 데비거든 노그 롱초 반조르파서 탐제 비 안드 듀니게다 아니 저 이랑라 덤바르치 송삼비 무와치야 임바르바 긴강테라
드진티티 차이붐비날레 안데데
노리스
다베딘도 담이티
오 대양아리스
노스 so here it says light in the form of hooks and iron hooks radiating the 10 directions from the tamleta. So this means the tamleta, which is on the moon disk at one's heart and also inside the vase in one's right hand, also there is a letter tam on a moon disk or moon cushion. So these lights bring back the good fortune and prosperity and so forth from all of the three realms, the desire form, formless realms, and also all of the blessings from the pure lands of the Buddhas. It's thinking this way or visualizing in this way that one recites the mantra. Light in the form of iron hooks radiates in the 10 directions from the tamleta, the mantra on the moon disk at my heart and from the wellfire. The light brings back good fortune and prosperity from the three realms and blessings from the pure lands of the Buddhas. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So
Dare do dare do re so om zambane mo
om zambane mo so om
Then we recite the Vajrasattva mantra, and the purpose and the function of this is to purify any mistakes we might have had in the recitation of the mantra itself. Also purifies this the recitation purifies any kind of unclarity of concentration during the practice, and also if there have been things that we've added on that didn't need to be done, or that we've left out that needed to be done, then also it purifies that. And when reciting this mantra, then think that at the heart of the Lord of the family, Buddha Amitabha, on the crown of one's head, there is a mundus on which is standing the syllable Shi, and surrounding that are the 100 syllables of the mantra, and while reciting it, then you think that nectar descends from this and enters into you and purifies all of those faults. Now we have these verses which are aimed at which serve as requests to get everything that we want, everything that we need. So please recite these words while thinking about the meaning that they express. Divine, compassionate, transcendental Mother, help me and all sentient beings purify in our mind streams all interferences to liberation and omniscience. Help us to realize the two paths of method and wisdom and cultivate the awakened mind of a Buddha. Help me find divine bliss and human happiness as I cultivate omniscience on this awakening path. Please overcome all obstacles and hindrances, such as harmful spirits causing inauspicious omens, bad dreams, the hate, fears, plagues, sickness, and untimely death. Please support my well-being, my perfection, and auspicious qualities so that they increase. Fill myself with diligence, cultivating the awakening mind through this most sacred Dharma. As I undertake this practice with mindfulness to see without duality your smile. Homage to you. As I methodically cultivate the awakening mind in the presence of Buddha Amitabha and the joyous noble mandala of the Buddha, bless me with your divine inspiration and foresight. May I take rebirth from a pure gold, with an awakened mind of golden Tara, by the force of my offerings and requests to you. Please help remove all diseases, poverty, conflicts, and quarrels. Please make the Dharma and all that's auspicious increase throughout the lands and directions in our midst and far away. Now for the front generation of the golden colored Tara. First of all, we have we have to create or accomplish the vase.
Da Kundali Hana Hana Hombe Om Soba Vashuta Sava Dhamma Soba Vashuto Ham.
From out of the emptiness visualize as many palms as there are free. They transform into lotuses. From ours come moonlets, on them from booms come jeweled faces, spacious and wide. In them filling them up are food, money, things enjoyed, the complete and perfect wealth that is enjoyed by humans and gods. Bless them with the six mantras and six mudras. So stop there for a moment.
Nama sarva dadan gada bayo mega mega ba sarva dega unga de ba unga ga na ga so ba unga me de unbe unga karam sarva dharma na de ne na do nama ma dadan gada ba lo ama sambara sambara ngo ngo me re re buran do la di ra sa de lo sarva da sa da na ye so ba da ge sa me do da ne de ge 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 yong ge do nam ge do nam ga da sambara
Then there is the generation of the deity within the vase or the vases. So apart from the fact that these deities are now being generated within the vases, everything else is the same. Visualize in the vase a syllable palm. This transforms into a lotus bearing the syllable R. R transforms into a radiantly white moon-like cushion that covers the same with the lotus. Above this is the golden syllable. Supreme generosity and holds a prosperity vase. Her left hand is in the mudra of bestowing refuge. The thumb and ring finger of her left hand holds a pala flower that opens into a blossom above her left shoulder. She is clothed in silken garments and is adorned by precious ornaments. She sits in the heroine posture. Her face is serene yet vivacious. Having attained immortality, she has an Om at her crown chakra, A at her throat chakra, and Hum at her heart chakra. Light shines from the Hum at Golden Tara's heart, inviting the wisdom initiating deities from their natural abodes. Om Vajra Samaya Tsa Tsa Hum Bam Ho. The wisdom and the Samaya beings become inseparable. I request all the Tathagatas, please bestow the empowerment upon me. The initiating deities reply, just as all the Tathagatas granted ablution at the moment of Buddha's birth,
Likewise, do we now grant pollution with the pure nectar of the gods. Om Asava Tata Kata Abhigya Kata Samai Chiyahom. As the mantra is recited, they grant the initiation, completely filling her body with nectar and purifying her of stains. The excess nectar flowing on her crown transforms into Amitabha Buddha, who becomes her crown ornament. Homage to you who are able to summon all the directional guardians and their retinues, frowning and shaking with the letter Om. You rescue all from their misfortune. Om Arya Tara Sapari Vada Arakam Pate Sahusoha. Om Arya Tara Sapari Vada Ajam Pate Sahusoha. Om Arya Tara Sapari Vada Pupe Pate Sahusoha. Om Arya Tara Sapari Vada Dube Pratisaho Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapari Vada Aloke Pratisaho Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapari Vada Gende Pratisaho Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapari Vada Nyote Pratisaho Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapari Vada Jata Pratisaho Soha.
Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, outer and I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginning this time, and rejoice in all the deeds of holy and ordinary beings. These remain until the end of cyclic existence, and turn the wheel of the Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Visualize the mantra thread going around one's own heart and the heart of the deity produced in front. The letter Tam on the moon is inside the book. The garland of the mantra symbols have the same color as the moon. Red light spreads from the mantra like iron hooks into the 10 directions and draw back the life forces, merits, powers, wealth, enjoyments of the gods and nagas in the world. And in particular, draws back all the specific things they dissolve into the materials inside the vase. The vase becomes non-dual with them, so that the vase becomes an excellent mind and exhaustible wealth. Again, vast and various types of wealth flow over from the top of the vase and from the vase in the hand of Golden Tara. Also, the varieties of inexhaustible wealth and prosperity flow down in a stream, filling up the houses of Golden Tara copiously, empowering the use of the vase. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Am Tare Tare Tu Sam.
Just empty. From the sphere of emptiness, the syllable Brum becomes a vast and extensive precious vessel inside of which the syllable Om melts and becomes a great ocean of uncontaminated, exalted wisdom nectar. Om Ah Om, Om Ah Om, Om Ah Om.
Oma Arya Dara Sabare Vare Idam Balim Da Kaka Kahi Kahi. Oma Arya Dara Sabare Vare Idam Balim Da Kaka Kahi Kahi. Oma Arya Dara Sabare Vare Idam Balim Da Kaka Kahi Kahi. Aloke gende neo de shabda vade sahun soha.
Homage to Ayatara, whose lotus feet the gods and non-gods make.
His
form is delightful to perceive, and his precious ornaments shine with splendor, like stars reflected from an emerald mountain. Please accept this storm offering from we yogis and yoginis. May we all gain freedom from sickness. May you also gain long life, fame, good fortune, and abundant wealth. Please bestow on us the powerful attainments of the actions of pacifying, increasing, and so forth. Oathbound protectors, please protect us. Please help us attain more hope. Please keep us from untimely death, sickness, demons, and interfering spirits. Please see that we have no regarding omens or calamities. May we have worldly happiness, good crops, and may that and may all the wishes within our minds be fulfilled.
Suto kayo me bava, supo kayo me bava, anorato me bava, sava siddhi me braya cha sava kama sutam, siddhanshya kuru hum ha ha ho bhagav, sava tata gata me mama me buddha be ma bava ma sa maya sa aum be aum. Sato samaya manu balaya bema sakate no patita ito me bava suto kayo me bava subo kayo me bava anorato me bava sava siddhi me braya cha sava karma sutta me siddhanshya kuru ha ha ho bhagavan sava tata kata prema mama bema bava maha samaya sava aum bema sava samaya manu balaya bema sava teno patita dedo me bava sudo kayo me bava subo kayo me bava anorato me bava sava siddhi me braya cha sava kama sutam kuru ho ha ha ho bhaga sava tata gata bema 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 samaya sava aum bema.
Whatever mistakes I have made through not finding, not understanding, or not having the ability, please protect it, be patient with all of these. You, the lady, the superior being, Tara, and your retinue, I request that you reside steadily in the vessel, and I request that you reside steadily in the vessel, that you subdue all beings caused to accumulate without freedom all of the wealth of psychic existence and the peace of nirvana. Om Subhadita Benzaye Soha. By the meritorious energy of my meditation on Golden Tara, the beyond samsara goddess, may all countless sentient beings be led by the energy of the enlightened ones into Buddhahood. May there be the auspiciousness of Golden Tara, from whom I have received blessings in previous life, appearing in your golden colored aspect, with one face and two hands, holding a person. A pile of flour in your left hand. You are the Buddhas of the three times.
So we'll do the King of Praises, which is on page 249 in the Gold Book. 249. I bow down to the youthful Arya Manjushri. You lions among humans gone to freedom in the present, past, and future, in the worlds of 10 directions, to all of you with body, speech, and sincere mind, I bow down. With the energy of aspiration for the Bodhisattva way, with a sense of deep respect, world, to all you Buddhas whose rise is real, I bow down. On every atom are Buddhas, numberless as atoms, each amidst a host of Bodhisattvas, and I am confident the sphere of the world entirely filled with Buddhas in this way, with infinite oceans of praise for you and oceans of sound from the aspects of my voice, I sing the breathtaking excellence of Buddhas and celebrate all you've gone to bliss. Beautiful flowers and regal garlands, sweet music, scented oils and parasols, sparkling lights and sublime incense, I offer to you victorious ones. Fine dress and fragrant perfume, sandalwood powder heaped high as Mount Meru. All wondrous offerings in spectacular array, I offer to you victorious ones. The transcendental offerings of creation for all the Buddhas, the strength of conviction in the world.
I offer and bow down to all victorious ones. Every harmful action I have done with my body, speech, and mind, overwhelmed by attachment, anger, and confusion, all these I openly lay bare before you. I lift up my heart and rejoice in all positive potential of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in 10 directions, of solitary realizers here, still training, and those beyond, and of all ordinary beings. You are the bright lights of worlds in 10 directions who have attained the Buddha's omniscience through states of awakening. All you are my guides, please turn the supreme wheel of Dharma. With palms together, I honor you. You may actualize Parinirvana. Please stay with us for eons, numberless as atoms of the world, for the happiness and well-being of all wanderers in samsara. Whatever slight positive potential I may have created by paying homage, offering and acknowledging my fault, rejoicing and requesting that the Buddhas stay and teach, I now dedicate all this for full awakening. May you Buddhas now living in on all you've gone to freedom in the past, accept my offerings. May those not yet arisen quickly perfect their minds, awakening as fully enlightened ones. May all worlds and 10 directions be entirely pure and vast. May they be filled with Bodhisattvas, surrounding Buddhas, gathering beneath the Buddha tree. May as many beings exist in 10 directions be always well and happy. May all samsaric beings live in accordance with the Dharma, and may their every Dharma wish be fulfilled. Remembering my past lives and all varieties of existence, I practice the Bodhisattva way, and thus in each cycle of death, migration, and birth, may I always abandon the household of life. Then following the footsteps of all the Buddhas and perfecting the merits of a Bodhisattva, may I always act without error or compromise with ethical discipline, purpose, and pure. May I teach the Dharma in the language of gods, in every language of spirits and nagas, of humans and of demons, and in the voice of every form of being. May I be gentle-minded, cultivating the six parameters, and never forget bodhicitta. May I complete the cleanse without omission every negativity and all that obscures his awakening mind. May I traverse all my lives in the world free of karma, afflictions, and fearing forces, just as the lotus blossom is undisturbed by the water's wave, just as the sun and moon move unhindered through the sky. May I ease the suffering in the lower realms in the many directions of the messages of the universe. May I guide all wanderers in samsara to the pure bliss of awakening and be of world benefit to them as well. May I practice constantly for years to come, perfecting the activities of awakening, acting in harmony with the various dispositions of beings, showing the ways of Bodhisattva. May I always have the friendship of those whose path is like mine, and with body, words, and ocean. May we practice together the same aspirations and activities. May I always meet a spiritual mentor and never displease that excellent friend who deeply wishes to help me and expertly teaches the Bodhisattva way. May I always directly see the Buddhas and masters encircled by Bodhisattvas, and without pause or discouragement for eons to come, may I make extensive offerings to them. May I hold within me the Buddhas and in Dharma, illuminate everywhere the teachings that awaken, embody the realizations of Bodhisattva, and practice ardently in all future eons. While circling through all sects, may I become an endless treasure of good work. Samadhi and liberating stabilizations, gathering limitless, pristine wisdom and positive potential. On one atom I shall see Buddha fields, numberless as atoms, inconceivable Buddhas among Bodhisattvas in every field, practicing the activities of awakening. Perceiving this in all directions, I dive into an ocean of Buddha fields, each an ocean of three times Buddhas in the space of a wisp of hair. So I too will practice for an ocean of eons. Thus I am continually immersed in the speech of the Buddhas, expression that reveals an ocean of qualities in one word, the completely pure elegance of all the Buddhas, communication suited to the various tendencies of beings. The strength of understanding, I plunge into the infinite enlightened speech of the Dharma, of all Buddhas and three times gone to free. Experiencing one moment such vast activity of all eons, and I will enter into all eons of three times in but a fraction of a second. In one instant I shall see all those awakened beings, past, present, and future, lines among humans, and with the power of the illusion like stabilization, I will constantly engage in their inconceivable activity. I shall manifest upon one single atom the array of pure lands, present, past, and future. Likewise, I shall enter the array of pure Buddha fields in every direction without exception. I shall enter the very presence of all my guides, those lights of this world who are yet to appear, those sequentially turning the wheels of those who reel never find. May I achieve the power of swift magical emanation, the power to lead to the great vehicle through every approach, the power of always beneficial activity, the power of love pervading all realms, the power of all-surpassing positive potential, the power of supreme knowledge unobstructed by submission, and through the powers of Samadhi may I achieve the perfect power of awakening, purifying the power of all contaminated actions, crushing the power of disturbing emotions of their root, diffusing the power of interfering forces. I shall perfect the power of the Bodhisattva practice. May I purify an ocean of worlds. May I free an ocean of beings. May I clearly see an ocean of Dharma. May I realize an ocean of pristine wisdom. May I purify an ocean of may I make offerings to an ocean of wisdom. May I practice without discouragement for an ocean of beings. To awaken fully through this Bodhisattva way, I shall fulfill without exception all the diverse aspirations of the awakening practice of all Buddhas gone to freedom in the three times everywhere. In order to practice exactly as the wise one called Samantabhadra, all embracing good, the elder brother of the sons and daughters of the Buddha, I completely dedicate all this goodness. Likewise, may I dedicate just as the Samantabhadra with pure body, speech, and mind, pure actions, and pure Buddha fears. I shall give rise to the aspirations of Manjushri for this Bodhisattva practice of all. Perfect these practices without discouragement or pause in all. May my pure activities be endless, my good qualities is boundless, and through abiding in immeasurable activity may I actualize infinite emanations. Limitless is the end of space, likewise limitless are living beings. Thus limitless are calm and afflictions. May my aspirations each be limitless as well. One may offer to the Buddhas all wealth and adornments of infinite worlds in 10 directions, and one may offer during eons numberless as atoms of the world, even the greatest happiness of gods and humans. But whoever hears this extraordinary aspiration and longing for highest awakening gives rise to faith just once, creates far more precious positive potential. Those who make this heartfelt aspiration for Bodhisattva way will be free of all rebirths, free of harmful companions, and will quickly see Amitabha, infinite light. Even in this they will be nourished by happiness and have all conducive circumstances. Without waiting long, they will become like Samantabhadra himself. Those who give voice to this extraordinary aspiration will quickly and completely purify the five boundless harmful actions created under the power of ignorance. Blessed with supreme knowledge, excellent body, family, attributes, and they will be invincible to vast interfering forces and misleading teachers, and all three worlds will make offerings. Going quickly to the noble body tree and sitting there to benefit sentient beings, subduing all interfering forces, they will fully awaken and turn the great wheel of Dharma. Have no doubt that complete awakening is a fully ripened result, comprehended only by a Buddha of holding mind by teaching, reading, or reciting this aspiration of the Bodhisattva practice. In order to train just like the hero Manjushri, who knows reality as it is, and just like Samantabhadra as well, I completely dedicate all this goodness just as they did. With that dedication, which is raised as great as by the Buddhas of three times, I too dedicate all my roots of goodness for the attainments of the Bodhisattva practice. When the moment of my death arrives, by eliminating all obscurations and directly receiving Amitabha, may I go immediately to Sukhavati, pure land of great joy. Having gone to Sukhavati, may I actualize the meaning of these aspirations, fulfilling them all without deception, for the benefit of beings for as long as this world endures. Born from an extremely beautiful, superlative lotus in this joyful land, the Buddha's magnificent mandala, may I receive a prediction of my awakening directly from the Buddha Amitabha. Having received a prediction, then may I create vast benefit for beings throughout the 10 directions, with a billion emanations by the power of wisdom. Though even the small Buddha I have accumulated by offering this, may all the positive aspirations of beings be fulfilled in an instant, through creating limitless positive potential. By dedicating this prayer of Samantabhadra's deeds, may all beings drowning in the torrent of suffering enter the presence of Amitabha. Through this king of aspirations, which is the greatest of the sublime, helping infinite wanderers in samsara through the accomplishment of this scripture, dazzling with Samantabhadra's practice, may suffering uttered empty of all beings. So then that's followed by the prayer for the flourishing of Jetsongkhapa's teachings right, straight after. Though he's the his conqueror's son, he produced the thought of upholding the conqueror's dharma in infinite worlds. To this truth, may the conqueror Lord Sun's teaching flourish. When of yore before Buddha and Raketu, he made this vow, the conqueror and his offspring praised his powerful courage. Through this truth, may the conqueror Lord Sun's teachings flourish. That the lineage of pure view and conduct might spread, he offered a white crystal rosary to the sage, who gave him a conscience prophesied. Through this truth, may the conqueror Lord Sun's teaching, his pure view free of eternity or destruction, his pure meditation cleansed of thy fading and fog,
his pure conduct practiced according to conqueror's orders. May the conqueror Lhasa and his teachings flourish. Learned since he extensively sought out learning, reverend, right, applying to himself, good, dedicating all for beings and suffering. May the conqueror Lhasa and his teachings flourish. Through being sure that all scriptures, definite and interpretive, were without contradiction, advice for one person's practice, he stopped all misconduct. May the conqueror Lhasa and his teachings flourish. Listening to explanation of the three Pitakas, realized teachings, practice, skilled, amazing. May the conqueror Lhasa and his teachings flourish. Outwardly calmed and subdued by the hearer's conduct, he inwardly trusting in the two stages practice, he allied without clashed the good paths of Sutra and Tantra. May the conqueror Lhasa and his teachings flourish. Combining voidness explained as a causal vehicle with great bliss achieved by method to effect vehicle. Heart essence of 80,000 bundles. May the conqueror Lhasa and his teachings flourish. By the power of the truth, like the main guardians of the three beings' paths, quick, both Vajravana, Kamayama, may the conqueror Lhasa and his teachings flourish. In short, by the lasting of glory, by the earth being full of good, learned, reverent holders of the teaching, and by the increase of power of its patrons, may the conqueror Lhasa and his teachings flourish. So then page 6 in the this white book, the first 6. Rinpoche magye panang gi gyu ji gyaba nyamba mienpa yang konye kondu pavai shu pavo jita kienpa tang goyo zambo te an te jin te te da kyun gi jesu dalo chi gyaba dit tam je rabdu no Shebe gyawa tamje ki ngawa kala jyotu ngabate Tagi gewe tsawa titu Zambu juji ratu ngawa gi Rave kore shingam di penda dewa malun jungwe ne Kere zewa tenzi gyatso ye Shabe si te pat Thank you, Chi. Kutse Rabten Chi. Namgara Chinde Chorju Gyepada. Lozan Tembe Tume Sasungi. Chodun Sertatu Negyo Chi. Chinye Sabi Gyewati. Tendan Doha Kyun Lakamendan. Gyeba Jizun Lozan. Rabbi, Page 4. We pray to you, Ngandapa, our peerless spiritual friend, you who hold us, sustain, extend, the stainless system of Lama Tsongkhapa, renowned as the Lord of Speech. May you, our protector, have a long life, stable like Mount Meru. May your enlightened activities always be a shining lamp for the world, dispelling the darkness from the minds of your disciples, so the fruit of definite goodness will ripen quickly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yes.
So very happy that all of you are participating in our Yellow Tar retreat. It's a very rich and special blessing. Don't you all agree? Yes. Yeah? Yeah, you can hear me? Yeah?
Yes, we agree.
Yeah. It's a wonderful practice, and we're happy that you're all here.